From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 33 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to day 33 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. Our red letters today actually come from the book of Acts, Paul quoting Jesus, who said, "It is better to give than to receive." It's better to give than to receive. Paul quotes Jesus in his, as he is saying goodbye to the church in Ephesus. This isn't from the book of Ephesians, but it's recorded that Paul is saying goodbye to the church in Ephesus, preparing them that for the fact that he will not be around anymore, and encouraging them to continue to be generous, generous with one another and generous with the community. And he quotes Jesus. We don't know where Jesus initially or originally said this, but Paul quotes Jesus in this part of the text. It's better to give than to receive. And I think that's true, although I've got to be honest, I struggle with this a little. It's nice to be able to give, and I mean, this whole 7 days have been about giving to others and giving generously. But I think sometimes we think about giving as being better because it means we're not in the position of need. And that allows us to give out of our position of strength or power, out of our position of privilege, to give to somebody who doesn't have what we have. There is a previous mission stance, or the way we did missions, was to go in and try to offer our culture to people in other countries. And now we understand it's actually meeting people where they are and helping meet their needs where they are and encouraging them in that, and not trying to make them like us, like that we are coming in as the savior to bail them out, to give to them so that we feel good about what we're doing. It is good to give, absolutely, and Paul even quotes Jesus as saying that. But I also think it's important to remember that it's in that giving and that receiving that Jesus is present. And those of us who are in a position of having been blessed need to. Yesterday, Jesus told the rich young ruler to give everything he had away, sell everything he had, and give it all to the poor. Does that seem better than receiving something from somebody else? Pastor Zach talked about giving Christmas gifts, and it can be exciting to find the right gift for somebody. But it made me think of the book, The Five Love Languages, and remembering that giving to others in the ways that they experience love. If I think a good gift is to give you something that I would want, and you don't receive it the same way, it wasn't as good a gift. I wasn't as thoughtful to you. I was thinking about myself and what I would want. And the reality is, a good gift, being a good gift giver, it really is about being in relationship with the other person, knowing their needs and what will speak to their heart, deepening their understanding of your love for them. So in the five love languages, it's all about figuring out what is the way that the person you're in a relationship with experiences love. So for you, it may be acts of service. It may be gifts, right? It may be touch, words of affirmation. But for them, it may be different. And so it isn't loving them the way you want to be loved. It's loving them the way that they experience love. And I think if we can give that way, with the other person in mind, the other person's needs in mind, I suppose that is actually better than receiving. But I want to caution us not to look down on those who are receiving. Because sometimes what our gift to another person is to receive humbly that which they have offered to us. It's all a part of a relationship, and I would hate to divorce one from the other and to imagine that one is better than the other, because we likely throughout our lives will find ourselves on either side of that equation. This is the end of our giving week. Tomorrow we start our going week, which is our final week of the Red Letter Challenge. Week one was being, week two was serving, week three was forgiving, or verse visa, week four giving, and week five going. That was all of them. Being, giving going. So I look forward to seeing you tomorrow and starting our final week together.